Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, y'all, it's Brendan, and I'm in Puerto Rico recovering from one of my hardest, most difficult fall tours of my life, and one of the most difficult events that I even do in my entire career. And yesterday I sent out an email to my newsletter list, kind of describing literally how I prepare and recover from one of the most difficult seminars to deliver in the entire world. And it got such an amazing response. I thought I'd share with you here what my routine is and how I prepare for doing a really difficult thing and how I recover from doing something that's really difficult. Because I know, you've got stressful things in your life and you've been pushing and you're working hard. And sometimes it's just like, how do you manage it? How do you prepare for something that you have to really excel at? For me, my five-day training called Certification Week is where I certify the world's top-level life coaches and business coaches. And basically, we teach them how to become a certified high-performance coach, which is kind of considered
you know, the Navy SEALs of life coaches and business coaches. It's an incredibly rigorous, academically validated curriculum that we work through for 5 days. And to give context, it's just me. So if, you know, just on stage, just me on stage. So imagine if, you know, you've ever given an hour long presentation and you lost your voice or you got tired or you realized, you know, how much preparation it takes to give that hour long presentation. Imagine 45 hours. So that's what I do in the course of 5 days. I'm basically on stage and standing and training and working or running role plays or running the event for 45 hours. And it's brutal, you know? So people are always like, how do you pull that off? Now, I'm on day 3 of my recovery right now. So I've just gotten my voice back up to speed so I can do a video like this. But I thought I'd share with you what I sent to my list in terms of my routines and my recovery. And I started the email with, you know, few people realize that so much joy and bliss can come from doing incredibly hard things. You know, most of the industry considers this certification week the most difficult training in the world to deliver for a single trainer. Because I don't have an MC, I don't have other speakers. Even if I bring up coaches on stage, I'm still on stage running it. And even if I put people in role plays, I'm still running the role plays. So it's incredibly difficult for 5 days, and I have to really prepare for it. It's never, ever been easy for me. And lots of people say, why don't you get other trainers or MCs or people in there? I said, because you know what? This is like my marathon. In fact, you know, I've worn these things across my chest and on my wrists and my hands to track my vital signs. And essentially, I literally am running a marathon every single day for 5 days. That's my caloric output. That's, you know, how much energy I'm having to project. So I got to prepare like that. And it's super hard. So here's some things that I do that I thought would serve in just sharing like how disciplined the routine has become, because it's not easy. And so here's what I do. I always mention to people, you know, all the preparation that goes into something like that is really based on how you live your whole year. You know, it's not like suddenly I start training for pulling off a marathon. I mean, I'm staying in shape. I'm practicing all year. I do 8 other live events throughout the year. I'm always speaking to you guys on video and in my courses and my live casts and on, you know, social media. So I'm always kind of in motion teaching and practicing. And that's a big piece of that, what makes it, you know, possible for me. But 3 weeks before my event, I do a couple things. One, I start changing my workout routine from like basically lifting to long cardio activities. Maybe I'm swimming out in that ocean. Maybe I'm doing more cardio-based activities. I'm doing a whole lot more really aggressive HIIT-based, like high-intensity training, because I need really big lung capacity to pull off 5 days. I incorporate a ton of mobility work, a ton of yoga work. I gotta be flexible, especially in my hips, because if you ever watch somebody on stage, they're not really walking side to side. They're kind of, their chest is always facing the audience, but they are walking side to side, which puts on this real big torque on their hips, which is really hard to do after 5 days. 45 days prior to the event, I start trying to put on some weight. Some of you guys can see I'm skinnier now, because when I do my events, I might drop 5 to 10 pounds because it's so intense. Just like if you ran a marathon, you know, for 5 days, you got to imagine it's going to put a lot of toll on your body. I spend a week in my off hours before the event really going through every worksheet, every detail, every role play, every break, everything that I'm going to do throughout the 5 days to get my head into the curriculum, because we go through over 90 pages of curriculum, to give you an idea. It's an incredibly difficult seminar to train on. About 2 weeks out, I cut out alcohol, I cut out coffee, I cut out, you know, any sugars, I cut out bread. I don't always nail that, but then generally, you know, for the last, you know, decade of my career, I get really clean the 2 weeks going into an event. Sometimes I cheat if I'm with friends or something like that, but in general, I'm pretty good about that. I review all my notes and all my student surveys from the years prior so that I'm really looking for those distinctions that make the biggest difference. You know, I actually personally design on my computer all the handouts, all the presentations, you know, every single worksheet that we do, so that I'm intimately familiar with what we're going to be moving through for the 5 days. During the event, here's kind of my routine. Every morning I wake up, I do, you know, about 15 minutes of mobility and yoga work, calisthenics, just get my body open and moving. Then I do about 3 sets of squat presses, where I got about 35 pound dumbbells that I travel with, literally at these events. They bring them in a big road case with all my clothes in them. And I'm just basically doing the squat presses, and I'm doing 3 big sets of those to just kick on the hormones and get ready for the day. Breakfast is like a 3-egg omelet, lots of avocado, spinach, blueberries. I also do coconut milk with a protein shake, about 20 grams of vegan protein, which is really important because I got to start putting in the calories and the protein really quickly. I do vocal warm-ups for about 20 to 30 minutes because I haven't spoken for 3 days, as you'll hear about. So I'm vocal warm-ups. If you saw me backstage, I'm constantly moving and doing calisthenics and doing shadow boxing backstage. I'm doing Qigong to open up my meridians and my energy. You know, I manage everything backstage so I can stay very mentally clear and prepared to serve. I have a backstage manager and friend named Mel Abraham, who he's there with me, and he's on radio so he can call out to our team. You know, we literally call the whole show from backstage. What music to play, when, what's gonna come up next, how long the next session's gonna be, and he's on radio with the team. And so that way the team can also deliver messages to him and he can tell it to me, because I'm not on radio and I don't allow anyone backstage, so I can stay in the right mindset. Mid-morning and mid-afternoon, I do another protein shake, which is usually just, again, a little more coconut milk, 20 to 30 grams of protein mixed with, you know, in a big blender with, again, avocado, spinach, blueberries, sometimes chia and flax, so that I'm just on my A game, which is really important. I supplement with HPX Optimize, which many of you guys know I take for my own mental clarity and brain optimization. It's called HPX Optimize. We'll put a link to it down below. It's my supplement I developed for greater high performance mindset, like to get creative, to get mentally focused without caffeine. That's really important. I rarely have caffeine backstage unless like it's emergency status. Matter of fact, maybe for the first 6 or 7 years, I never had any caffeine at any of my events until I had my brain injury in 2011. And I realized sometimes if my brain doesn't kick over, which can happen in the mornings, I'll have some caffeine, maybe like a green tea's worth, like 40 milligrams. But I don't drink green tea. I'll take it from a pre-workout energizer. I do not drink any hot waters backstage or at my event at all. Not in the morning, not afternoon, not at night. Do not drink hot water if you have to sustain vocal performance. Because remember, your vocal cords are down another tube in your back of your throat, next to your esophagus. And what happens is if you drink a lot of hot water, it swells the tissue in your throat, which swells the nearby tissue, which swells the vocal cords. And remember, your vocal cords, if you lose your voice, it's because your vocal cords got inflamed. And so if they get inflamed, they get puffy, the last thing you want to do is pour down hot water or anything acidic or anything with a lot of sugars. I drink a ton of water. I probably drink 10 to 12 liters of water at an event. Remember, if you go to the work, if you go to work, imagine if you spoke the entire time at work and you never stopped. That's kind of what I do. And so it's you know, over 8 hours of speaking each day. So it's a lot of water. I drink electrolyte packets twice a day, which is really important to maintain that hydration. At lunchtime, I meditate, usually 15 to 20 minutes. I eat an unbelievable amount of tacos, usually chicken tacos or fish tacos, depending on where I'm at. And I literally mean a lot of food. I mean, I eat till I'm like 120% full, because I need so many calories to maintain the day and maintain the energy. I don't like eating that much, but it is a must. Dinner is usually a ton of veggies and salmon with like maybe some sweet potato or quinoa, depending on what the location has where I'm at. Again, a ton of spinach and blueberries and avocado is always a secret for me. At dinner, I eat also, you know, until I'm full plus 130%, 130% total. Like if I'm full at 100%, I'll still eat more, because I just need to pound the calories. Then after dinner, I'll do stretching and mobility work. I'll meet with the team if I have to, do some more stretching, mobility work. Then it's the ice bath, which many of you guys know I've done for so long, and kind of made me famous at my events. Or like, how do you maintain this energy? The ice bath is critical for that. I'll fill up, you know, 10 bags of ice. You know, if you're in a hotel and you got those little ice holders, imagine putting like 30 of those in the bathtub, filling the water up, 10 to 12 cups of Epsom salt to not only get some magnesium in the body, but also to keep that water temperature so cold. So when I get out of the ice bath 9 to 12 minutes later, there's still a layer of ice on me. Like it's cold. However, please, if you're listening, do not try an ice bath without medical supervision, advice from the doctor, especially at that level. You know, to get in a serious ice bath for 9 to 12 minutes, I mean, that's cold. People always ask, why do you do that? It knocks out the inflammation from my body, removes all soreness, and it also helps me really sleep at night as well. It's incredibly powerful because basically your body thinks it's dying. So it sucks all of the, you know, the blood from your extremities up into your heart, releases a ton of hormones to repair and keep you alive. And then, of course, you survive the ice bath. The blood rushes back out, which helps kind of knock out inflammation in the body. And all those hormones are amazing for repair. Let's see, after dinner and that night, there's no social media, no email, no work. I just try to wind down. I've been with hundreds or thousands of people all day. I just get my head relaxed in a good place so I can deliver. After the event, it's usually I go disappear somewhere. Today I'm, you know, in Puerto Rico after 3 days of recovery. My recovery, what's it look like? First day, second day, and third day, I do not speak at all. I mean, I'm not a peep. I don't whisper. Even if with my wife, my Denise, you know, I just text her and we're texting, and we're an amazing couple of charades because of that. And so 3 days after my events, I just don't speak because I'm repairing my vocal cords. And I mean, I do not whisper. I don't say anything. I would say that's the hardest part of it all. Cause you know, I want to talk to friends and family and celebrate, but to remember, I do 8 events per year. I do 6 to 10 videos a day or a week. My vocal cords is my career. So I have to repair them. And so I still sound good after 16 years at this career. It also has become something I really appreciate, you know, being silent, because, you know, 8 events per year, 3 days silent, that's 24 days in complete silence each year. And what it's helped me do is it's become meditative almost. You know, that's 24 days, almost a full month in total silence each year. It helps reset things. It helps me relax and reflect. It's a powerful practice for me. Let's see, I think that's about it. You know, and I just share this with you all because I think it's important that, you know, it gives context to how hard it is what I do, because a lot of people don't see that. You see the people clapping on social media and getting excited, but you don't realize I'm training academically validated curriculum, you know, over 5 days. To my knowledge, there's not another trainer in the world who puts that many hours on the stage at one event by themselves without an MC, without showing videos or bringing other trainers on or other speakers. Especially maybe there are, but they might be leading retreats or spirituality things or something like that. But 5 days of high performance training at the level of energy, if you've ever seen me teach or train, if you guys have ever been with me live, you see it's 1,000% energy. It's 1,000% more than you see me do on video. Plus, you know, it's on a stage, it's, you know, 35 to 40 feet long. And so it's constantly, I'm back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, down in the audience, back and forth, back and forth. For 5 full days, let's just say it's super intense, but I also love it. And I developed all these routines over the last decade so that I can be at my best. You know, I really protect my time and my energy so that I can perform well. And I share all these things not to say, look at me. I share all these things to say, listen, have a real level of discipline about your routines and your habits that protect your mindset and your ability to perform at high levels. Make sure that you have a recovery routine in place. You know, I not only don't speak for 3 days, but, you know, I spend a lot of time meditating and walking and just light activity. I don't do a lot of hard workout in the 3 days after recovery. It's not until maybe today that I'll start my 2x2s again, which is to 60-minute activity cardio a week, and two very aggressive workouts where they're HIIT training or heavy weight-bearing activities. That's my 2x2s. But I won't begin that until today. And so it's a lot of discipline in the recovery as well, which I really want to give to you all. I know you had a big year. I know you've been pushing hard. So take your recovery seriously this time of year. Like, you know, as hard as you're going to be going and you know, with all the holidays and everything coming up, I know it's easy to abuse your body and to burn out, but don't burn out at the end of the year. Change your pace. Make sure you recover, because we need you performing at your best this next year and this next decade. So I hope that serves you all, inspires you to develop your own routines to protect your performance and to develop better recovery mechanisms so you can be on your A game all year long. To those who came out this year to any of my events and you saw that output and that level of discipline required, I appreciate you tremendously. This work, helping you tap into your personal development, helping you tap into your personal growth, helping you reach higher performance in every area of your life, I live for this, I strive for this, I practice this, and I do this every day with true respect and honor and joy in my heart that I get to do this for you all. I'll try to do some more sit-down vlogs like this for you throughout this next year. It's one of my goals, personally, to perform better for you all. Again, I appreciate you if I've seen you on the road. Until I see you next time, please go out there every single day of your life. Live fully, love openly, and go make a difference today.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group
really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.